ask that you would pray for me as I pray for you. Holy Spirit, come this day and give a gift to each person, that they might know that you love them so much. And you wish to give them gifts to share with others. Bless each of you as you receive it. In Jesus' name, amen. The title of the message this day, as you can see, about the human and the divine. So I'm going to do some theological things to begin with. I'm going to ask you, but don't all shout the answer at once. Why do we have two candles on the altar? Well, the answer is is that they represent the divinity and the humanity of Jesus. So, how much of Jesus was divine? This is the next theological question. Christian theology. How much of Jesus was divine? And what percentage of Jesus was a human? Yes, the answer, of course, is that each is 100%. However, as a human, I've always thought Jesus was a little more divine than he was human. But we find out from the scripture, well, I asked someone what they thought they were. They said, oh, I think that I'm 100% human. I said, I disagree with that. Because the scripture says that God shares his spirit with each of us. So there is a divine spark. The gift of the divine spark is given to each of you. And of course, when I was here, a part of one of the ways that I tried to share that type of education was to do a spiritual gift survey. And so a few of you took that. But I want Bruce to come and stand by me, because I remember Bruce's story of doing the spiritual gifts survey. Bruce told me afterwards, you correct me because I'm not always remembering good, that in the survey you actually had a small percentage of all the spiritual gifts. So it wasn't like you were only had one gift. You actually had all the gifts. But one might be 50%, one might be 75%, one might be higher than that. Well, the highest for Bruce that I remember was, it came out to be administrator. And only a few days after that, the people on the doctors group that he was a part of said, Bruce, we want you to be the chairperson of our doctors group. Bruce said yes to that. A few days later, a minister came around to Bruce and said, our president, or the chair of the administrative board, has now come to the end of their time. And I don't know if that was Carolyn, who that was. But anyhow, so I asked Bruce, would you now be the chair of the administrative board and what I call the president of our church? Knowing, of course, that God had called him to be an administrator. And Bruce said yes to that. How many years?
Six.
Six years he continued to do that job. Congratulations. Thank you,
thank
Bruce.
You. Thank you.
Yes.
Remember, this also had to do with our vocational gifts. And I was very pleased that I rated on the 97th percentile for physicians. But I was very surprised I was in the 99.3% for philosophers. Ever since then, I found I'm a very philosophical position.
Well, we read you in the paper, right. We read you in the paper. I need to have you turn to the message of the pastor, which was written in our directory the time we were here. And get ready, because when it comes to your name, or if you're being involved in that particular concern, that I'm going to have you wave your hand. I was going to have you stand, but Marcia said standing up and sitting down was too much. So we're going to wave hands. And so, first of all, we are a worshiping people, and we had two worship services then, 9:30 and 11 each Sunday, and we actually had Saturday evening worship during the Lenten season. And the scripture leader was Kathy Michaels. Anybody who has ever read the scripture in this church, raise your hand. Uh-huh. Look at all that. Oh, yes, you have. Okay. And the communion leader was Donna Eckner, and she sang. And all the people who have helped with communion over the years, at any time, raise your hand, whether you help put it together or help ministers ask you to share that. Okay, great. We had ushers, and Marianne Warman was a part of that. Who's ever been an usher here? A fairly good number. Okay. Of course, a major part of worship is music. And so we had the choir, the adult choirs, the youth choirs, the children choirs, the band. All of those who have ever sung for the Lord in this church, please raise your hand. Okay. Then we had a group called Book of Acts, which was a drama group. And so they would do some dramas on Sunday morning. And actually, I think that group may have done the Technicolor Joseph. Joseph. I don't know who wrote that, but I know your drama people were a part of that. And Dan was the king, weren't you? Yes, you were a king. And the guy, and Lauren Geyer was a singer in that, I remember. Joyful Noise that did that. Thank you. All the people that were a part of that, that was done on Sunday morning, I think. It was not just done on Saturdays. All who were a part of that long time ago, Joseph and the Technicolor. We have a few left of you guys? Right. Okay. We are a church that's concerned about children, and we had the Children's Center that was here then. Is Justina here? I asked Justina if she would come, because Justina was hired. She said her folks were just coming from Europe yesterday, so that she probably would not come. And, of course, now the Children's Center is a separate organization. All the people that were involved with being on the Children's Center board over the years, and I know June was a part of that, I think, and raised your hand. People that worked with the Children's Center in the past years. Of course, we had Sunday school. We had two Sunday schools, one at both services. The early Sunday school leaders left for the East Coast, and the teachers continued that on until June, and then we actually went to just a Sunday school at the second service. So all who have been teachers in this church over the years, raise your hand for children, adults, youth. Okay. Great. Well, I have to go back to worship, because I remember receiving two letters about my worship leadership here. One was, we had a big blizzard, and we called everybody, choir, not to come, and there was a snow in front of the doors, maybe 4 foot high. So I came and dug a hole through, and I think 6 people came to the early worship service in that blizzard. And that week I received a letter saying, that was the most meaningful worship service I've ever been to, because we sang a cappella. And we read the scripture. We all met together, 6 people right in the middle. That was a particular person that really kind of liked discussion and kind of was a Sunday school type of person. So that worship where he got to say, oh, I don't believe that, or something in the message. So he appreciated that and sent that. The other letter came after the book of Acts had performed on Sunday morning. And that week I received a letter from a person in the congregation. It said, Pastor Ruth, please be a little more careful about what drama the book of Acts do, because we think the church, the women of the church in the book of Acts, are just too sexy. That didn't stop me from doing the book of Acts. We still did that. So those are actually the 2 letters that I received from the congregation. You're right. I wouldn't tell Dan's story, but because Dan, when I told his story, he got up and said, hey! So, can't tell Dan's story. Oh, the people that are yes! All the sexy women and men raise their hands. We had a Bible study church, so we did disciples 1, 2, and 3, and we had a Monday morning Bible study, and we had a Wednesday evening Bible study. Anybody who's been in a Bible study group in this church, raise their hand. We had a spirit team church. That meant that some people did the training for lay speaking, And so they were then asked. Oh, I want to go back to those names. Back to the children nursery, and I see Betty Miller is here. So the cradle roll. Of course, the names are changed. Paula Temple, we of course know is in heaven with the Lord. Getting onto the spirit team, there was Steve Ziegler and Meg Ziegler and Pat Bacara and Nona Schlinker and Joanne Gregor Ash. I think I saw her. There you are. And Coral was a part of that. And Dan Meyer. And I think Melinda, I can remember Melinda Taylor also doing a message, so maybe she was a part of that group too. We are a caring ministry church. We give food each week to food pantries, and Bruce did that. Who have ever given food to food pantries? Thank you. We had the Bethlehem food pantry also on John Tabor. We had the Meals from Millions Potato Project, which was John Machonas. There he is. Who helped with that? Actually, our church now in Grays Lake is doing some. We just went this week, actually, to harvest corn. Okay, then we had the blood drive, and Mary Griner, but she was also in the choir. Gifts from the Heart was Carol Hollingsworth, and we actually gave that to ChildServe, and ChildServe recognized this church, and the Hollingsworths were there. We had a tender, loving care. That was Peg Sanford, and I see Peg is here. We had the sunshine greeting, which was Francis Drava. What do you think Francis Drava did? What does sunshine greeting mean? Yes, she was a card sender. I don't know, did we send cards when we were here? To some of you? Oh, okay. We had the Redbird Mission Work Camp. Daryl Taylor was in charge of that. And then, actually, after the second or third year, Redbird wouldn't take us anymore. So Daryl got us on the Appalachian Service Projects, which I think this church has done ever since. So Daryl was pretty much the one who did all that work. We clergy just went along someday. We had the Redbird. Who all went on the mission trips in this church? How many of you have ever been on a mission trip in this church? This church has done a few. Mert said that Mert has been on. We're going to have another question. How many mission trips? How many mission trips do you think Mert has been on? I could offer a $100 gift award to anybody, but I'm not going to. Anyhow, 33. We did the Redbird and McCurdy School things that we sent in, and Evelyn did that, and Nancy Ligon did that, and Nancy's here. There she is. We did the Crisis Center, which Robin has always done. Is Robin here today? We did the Crop Walk, and Doug Benili and Edie Machonis were a part of that. And who else have been on Crop Walks? All your family. Right. We did the Child Serve Easter Baskets to begin with. I did that by putting, what was that? It's children's thing up. Something. And then you took that over.
No, Gail.
Gail took that over. Aha. Gail here? There she is. While we were here, we had 40 baptisms. So I want the people that are here that I baptized to come forward and say your name.
I'm Stephen.
Michael Higdon.
Colleen Wilkes.
Simon Enriquez. Wesley Enriquez.
Samantha Nordley.
Let's appreciate our youth. We have a time for fellowship church. We had the youth club, the youth junior high, the high school youth fellowship, Bob Sullivan, John Tabor, Loretta Topol. Anybody who has been involved with the youth or a youth of our church over the last years, raise your hand. Okay. Good job. We had the United Methodist Women, which Mary Zalay was a part of that. She's here, I think, and who have been a part of that group in our church? What sexy women were a part of that group in our church? Okay, we have the United Methodist Men. Phil Higdon was actually president then. But John was, Machonis, I think, was a district officer, maybe even a conference officer. President of the United States? No. Okay. All men that have ever gone to men's groups activity. This is spaghetti people, isn't it? People that did a spaghetti lunch here. Okay. We had the loving couples and mom's nights out. That was Lori Wade Hignett, and Lori's here. And whoever went on those groups, that were younger people. The younger sexy girls. Thank you very much. Well, you know, if I had gotten my doctor's degree, you know what I would have been. Dr. Ruth. Okay. We had the potluck groups, Jerry and Shirley McDaniel, Jerry did that insert for all the ministers that are coming, so who have been a part of that. We were a part of that too. The Garden Club, which Janice Tolvich and I actually helped plant some flowers when I was here too. And actually we have, of course, one person's ashes are in the entryway of a message, that a funeral that we had here. And we also had, Pat McCarr was a part of it. Marriage Encounter Group was Wally and Susan Brunel. I think Susan's here. And Walk to Emmaus was the Ziegler families. The Bowling League, which we're talking about. How many people have ever bowled with the group in this church over the years? Fantastic. We were a part of that. Camping Group was the Jerry and Shirley McLean, who have gone in the camping groups. We had a picnic here in the summertime for our children, and we had, here's another question. We had Kiss the Pig contest. Who won that? Nope. Heather won that. It was actually her way of doing a money raiser, I think. It was her idea, so I put in a lot of money in Heather's situation. So she won. We had administrative leaders, and with Carolyn and Glenn and Don and Coral and Richard and David and Pat and Barb Will and Bruce Bedingfield and Sue Campbell and Von Evitz, Jim Natz and Steve Ziegler and the Machonises and Gregor Rash that have been delegates. All the people who have been administrative leaders in our church, raise your hand. Okay. Again, to talk about our music volunteers, Sue Campbell and Peg and Geyer and Carolyn Manili and Jill Wood Natz and Paula Temple. You guys raise your hands again. Of course, we have a certain group of people here who do a lot of things. That's why they have a lot of spiritual gifts, because they do lots of things. The pictorial directory then was Lori Wade and Holly Easterbrook, and Holly's here. Holly, where? There you are. And Laura Machonis and Joanne Gregorash and Bev Wilkes and Miriam Reed. And, of course, the story about Bev Wilkes on the bowling is that she bowled, remind me, Dan, I think her average was pretty much around 98 or 85, and she bowled over 200, over 200 game. Talk about miracles. Come and bowl. I even bowled an over 235 pin game. How about that? So, I thought it was a miracle too, because that was the only time ever that they did that. The paid staff was, of course, Becky Schultz, and Jeff was the organist, and June Berg, and Bob Sullivan, and Karen Moore. Is Karen here? She's still involved, isn't she? Oh, there she is. And Sophie Burns was the nursery chairperson. While we were here, the parking lot was done. Jay had raised, the congregation had pledged over $300,000 to do the parking lot. So the parking lot began to be built. Marcia and I came And they built the whole parking lot, and they put topping on. But the rules in the state of Illinois was is that you had to have a semi-trailer truck full come on the parking lot, and it couldn't settle. The semi-trailer truck came, and it settled. They tore up the whole parking lot. They came in with bulldozers and hauled away hundreds of trucks of soil that had gone down. And in its place, they brought boulders almost as big as that group of people right there that they had to put down. Parking lot no longer costs $300,000. Parking lot now costs $400,000. And Marsha and I and Jennifer, we planted some trees, and we think some of them are still left, and maybe some of you did that too. Well, to get all of you involved, all of you who have known us in the past, wave your hand. All of those of you who have never known us before, raise your hand. And the thing is that I want you to know, and we're giving a gift, not just candy. We're giving you a gift of the learning experience of spiritual gifts. So when you leave, everybody, every youth, every child, every adult will have the opportunity of doing the spiritual gifts if they wish to do that, so that you know what God's gift was to you this morning. Every time you come to worship, God is wishing to increase your faith and is to give you a spark, an eternal spark, so that people who know you can say about you, kind, loving, helpful, willing to listen. Oh, they might say about you, you're just like Jesus. And that's what happens when the spiritual spark is used. We can all keep it. The spark is actually used to celebrate and enlarge the kingdom of God. We think we only want the spark to make us great. Actually, your spark is to make other people great. And your spark is to allow people to feel the presence of Christ the Lord. Christ doesn't just come through us clergy. Comes through each one of you. And how you share your spiritual gift with others. Thank you for allowing me to go over time. God bless you. We're going to give the gifts out as you leave. The ushers are going to do that. And the youth are going to hand out the candy while we sing, I guess. So I know it's going to be hard to look at the screen and eat the candy at the same time, but that's sometimes how you can do that. So the youth will hand out the candy, and we'll sing the song.